Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Well, book bag time. Roll, what do you have for us?
I'd like to recommend, since we've been doing books of poetry during National Poetry Month, a book by a person you've never heard of and a poet you've never heard of. It's Charles Hughes, and it's Cave Art. It's done by Wiseblood Books. It's available on Amazon.com. And I'm doing this because this winter, Ann Bowden, whom we just have just heard read, put together a collection of essays, poems, stories, and stuff for Dorothy Parkander's 90th birthday this March, a festschrift for Dorothy, one of the legendary teachers at Augustana. And this turned out to be one of the poem from this book was one of the poems in the festschrift. Charles Hughes is interesting. He's another lawyer, but he did not write. He was married to a writer, Bunny Hughes, and I had her as an English major at Augustana College. But he was a lawyer, a graduate of Northwestern, and practiced law his entire life without so much as putting down a creative line, then retired, and about 10 years ago, all of a sudden began writing poetry. And it is incredible poetry. Most of the poems in this book, there must be 50 or 60, have been published elsewhere in anthologies, in magazines, in little magazines, and so forth. Let me just give you a hint of, you're going to have to stop me in the middle of this. These are poems about everyday life, but they're just incredible. This is December Evening Walk. What's left of spring is gone, and the first snow again this year. The schoolyard's all tucked in, dotted with starts of snowmen. Must have been a little hard for kids having to go, leaving behind short stabs at life instead of something more. Who doesn't know the feeling, not usually grown-up grief, usually quick healing, that comes from pushing or being pulled ahead? A necessary lesson, that's my thought as I move on myself, conscious of stray soft flakes still decking out like new air. I'm teaching one by one what winter taught, brushing my face as kisses can.
Very nice. And that does it for today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Join us for the next session of Scribble. I'm Don Wooten with Roll Tweet.